Hello, everybody. It is a beautiful day here in New York City. Winter is finally dead. It's over and done.
It's coming back. It's not dead. I think it's just hibernating.
But it's the point is...
It's not the end of winter as we know it.
Oh, really? I thought that was it.
No.
Oh, I thought it got 32 years because it's come every year that I've been alive. I thought that was the max and then it was all over.
No, Farmer's Almanac has lied to you again.
All right. Well, that upsets me, but it is, our first warm day here. The stoners have broken out their sandals. People are riding bikes with shorts that leave nothing to the imagination. It's a wonderful... Magical
is that
day
wonderful?
Here.
Is that really something that's making you happy?
It just makes, I go,
none of the things you've described seem like they're positive anymore.
I go, oh, spring is here again. It's like baseball, again. People walking around in pajama pants and sandals on the street. Like, that's a thing that a human being could do. It's like, oh, it's spring. It's here again. So
I must be in college.
Exactly. Or someone who thinks they're still in college. Mr. 35-year-old, put some pants on. Anyway, I'm Dan McInerney.
I'm Dusty Adato.
Let me just apologize. I'm at the tail end of a cold. I sound even more nasally than normal, which you would think...
Which we're going to get a lot of emails about.
Would not be possible. I may also have a hacking cough. I will almost definitely have a horrible hacking cough several times.
Just make sure to cough directly into the microphone so that it scars people.
I will. Well, I'll just hit my cough button.
We need those. Why do we not have those, sound engineer?
Which I think is a... Yes, come on. Why is this not a fully functioning studio? Ridiculous. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to be talking about the Comedy Awards, which aired on Comedy Central, and the good, the bad, who won, who lost. It's going to be very exciting.
At least I know I consciously did not pay any attention to what actually happened.
Okay.
Until it aired.
Right.
Because it happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And then for some reason it took them 2 weeks to put it, 2 or 3 weeks to put it together.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when we get there.
Why?
Because I have a couple of thoughts on the editing, perhaps.
Okay.
We're going to get technical. Whatever. We'll get there. Anyway, before we get there, though, let's talk about a little bit of news. SideSplitter, excellent website, is reporting that The Office and Parks and Recreation are going to be supersized for the April 28th episodes. They will both be 50 minutes long.
Yep.
And that is going to be Steve Carell's departure from The Office. Will Ferrell will be involved, I think. He starts this week, I think, right?
He does, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Anyway, so that'll be the Steve Carell.
Which is only right. It's his last episode.
Oh, yeah. No, I
agree. You
got to
supersize. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, a couple of things happen and then we're out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm hoping it's not like a straight up like Seinfeld finale for him where they just keep bringing out people that they bring out like the two Asian girls he was hitting on that one episode
I hope not.
Or Jan says it really is his baby or something. You know what I mean? Like I just let him ride off into the sunset.
I think it'll be fine. I mean, my fear is it'd be to speak 20 minutes of clips, before the actual show starts properly, but we'll see. I mean, should be exciting.
I do hope that at the end of the episode that he comes out a la like Family Ties final episode and just like waves to everybody.
Right.
Even though there isn't anybody in the studio audience where they're recording the show.
And so also the rest of the cast is just like, well, the show's still going to go on. This is not the end of the show. He just acts like it's the end of the show. It's been a great 7 years. I wanted that. These people are like family, but the show's got to end sometime. They're like, the show's not ending. It's also 50 minutes, so they can break it up into two episodes for syndication. Yep. Always thinking. And then Parks and Recreation, I'm sure it'll be a great episode, but there's nothing particularly interesting or exciting is happening there. It's just 50 minutes because I got to fill up the extra time because now it's all messed up.
They couldn't just give it to like Perfect Couples and be like, hey, wrap everything up with a 15-minute episode.
Yeah, it show's canceled, isn't it?
Although I know. That's what I'm saying. If you only have like that 10-minute block, just make them do like an Adult Swim like version of the show just to tie up all the loose ends.
Because
there were a lot of loose ends at the end of Perfect Couple.
I was like, who's the smoke monster? It was a whole thing. I was really confused. So set your DVRs because it'll be 9 to 9:50 for The Office, 9:50 to 10:30. For Parks and Rec. Oh, wait, that makes it 40 minutes. Doesn't matter. Shut up, Dan. Who cares? Okay, the AV Club is reporting that Adult Swim has just picked up a new live-action series from Bob Odenkirk. Let me tell you what this is about. It's called Regal Productions, and it's about a studio in a strip mall that specializes in low-budget commercials, infomercials, internet ads, wedding videos, did you hear that, Dustin?
What?
Oh, that's the sound of all my dreams coming true, because this sounds awesome. Bob Odenkirk doing weird, low-budget video stuff. This guy's going to be great.
Do you know what he should be doing right now?
What's that?
He should be writing a huge check to Rebecca Black and thanking him for making that idea really interesting right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she wasn't the first, but it definitely...
right. You know. But all of a sudden, it's like a billion people watch that video and they're like, oh, people do like that. I mean, not that that's not prevalent in Adult Swim otherwise. I'm just saying that like that really helped.
Yeah, his case. I'm sure.
The Friday video for Rebecca Black.
Yeah, which we've talked about at length here.
Yes.
But let me just again remind everyone, Sunday does come afterwards.
Just
to
clear
on that. Glenn Beck is ending his show on Fox. That is not a comedy story other than the fact that Jon Stewart did a whole show about it where he did his awesome Glenn Beck. Not quite an impression, but a pastiche.
Tribute.
Okay, tribute maybe.
Ode.
Ode to
I don't know if I'm using that right.
Odenkirk to Glenn Beck, but the Daily Show thing was hilarious, and you know, and as Jon Stewart said at the end, just sad to see Glenn Beck go because he was good for business. He was great to make fun of, and he will be missed.
The thing is, I totally get why they did that, and it was really funny, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
but the show's not over. The show is just going to be over.
Oh, yeah. No,
he didn't leave his show.
Right.
So it's very much going to be like, all right, we'll see you later. Oh, we're walking to the subway together, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we're waiting. Oh, we're going all the way to 34th Street together. Okay. So we said goodbye too many times, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen.
Well, yes, I agree with that. But I was impressed because this, you know, I think mostly came out of nowhere. You know, I know there were rumblings about it, but I don't think there was anything too clear. And, the whole two segments that they did kind of were like made a big like connected circle.
Yeah.
And I was just like, did they write that in a day?
Yeah, they did.
Damn.
Although maybe they didn't.
Maybe they had like on the back burner of like, we got to have something like for when this happens. Cause like I said, it wasn't a complete surprise, but I was still like, oh man. Cause they had all this funny, like fake connections between things. And I was like, Do they sit there and then go, okay, how are we going to figure it? Like, you would literally need a blackboard to be like, all right, let me figure all this stuff out. Because, I can't remember.
I mean, you have to think that it's sort of along the lines of the way they write, like, obituary. You know the word, obituaries?
Yeah.
For famous people figuring, like, okay, well, we're going to need this right away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's, like, a Sarah Palin's running for president thing that they've already got edited together. You know, I'm sure there's a Barack Obama does something. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of news stories that they're ready to go on.
Yeah. Speaking of that, apropos of not much, but the Norm Macdonald new show is coming up.
Yeah.
The sports show with Norm Macdonald, I believe it's
which
called.
I'm excited about.
I am, first of all, I mean, you know, Norm is, I realize he's not for everybody, but I love him. Love him. I know sound engineer shaking her head. You know what? I think we can save us at this point because also, I think Norm Macdonald may be like the new Three Stooges, where like, sorry, ladies, you're not in the club. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
But, you know.
There'll be a couple that like it, but otherwise it's just going to be us guys.
When Curly thinks that the hamburger is made out of cat, and then he steps on the cat's tail when he bites into it and the cat meows, I'm going to laugh every time, ladies. I don't know what to tell you. It is hilarious. Anyway, I was going to say about Norm Macdonald is that they're gonna tape the show 2 days in advance and then show it.
Yeah, that's what I dig about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But they're going to get nabbed, right? Like, something's going to happen in that 2 days.
But not any worse.
Like,
than
Manny Ramirez is going to retire on Tuesday when you record it on Monday, and then it's going to air on Wednesday. You're going to be like, fuck, I mean.
But it's not going to be any worse than the other sports show than Sports Dome. Sports Dome does it way in advance.
Yeah, but they're a little different, though, because they're dealing with fictional things that, you know, if something comes up that kind of ruins the premise. Yeah, I mean... Don't get me wrong. I'm praying for Norm Macdonald, the best. I'm just saying, I was just like, oh man, that seems so dangerous.
I assume that they're going to rely on the weekend sports for the for that basic idea.
Right.
So, yeah, you could potentially get sort of screwed on it, but I think if you're just like, well, I'm going to cover like weird NASCAR things, or I'm going to cover, you know, golf, because, you know, the Masters, I think, is going to be one of the big things.
Right.
I dig it because he's like, no, we're going to write it quickly.
That's great.
We did it for Weekend Update. The Daily Show does it every day. Colbert does it every day. Let's go.
Yeah. But then I always think, like, well, why can't you just write it? Well, I guess
that day?
Because not every day. Yeah. But I would still think, like, Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're writing up the day. It's just like, or I mean, film it on the day, at least. You know what I mean? So at least that you could change something if something happened. But yeah, I just the more I thought about that, like, because that's all. I mean, you know,
yeah,
like what we used to do. I mean, it kept me up at night, being like, oh god, what if somebody gets into a car accident? Like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah,
you know, it would just be a nightmare. Like, something could change so fast. But anyway, that's.
I mean, I'm hoping for their sake that they have a couple of evergreen packages that they could just throw in there if they need to just knock a segment out.
Yeah. Speaking of getting technical.
Yeah.
But anyway,
before we get into our subject today,
you
may know a couple of weeks ago, we sort of dedicated our episode to a nice lady named Darcy.
Okay.
As it turns out, there is no nice lady named Darcy.
Right. I forgot.
There's a nice gentleman named Darcy. So
Darcy was the person.
Yes.
Who had the hearing aids, and we talked about the gimmicks and all that jazz.
The way you said that, the hearing aids, like he has aids in his hearing, which is just upsetting. That's wrong, Dan.
It's tough.
It's not funny.
You know what I mean? It's a hard thing to have aids in your hearing.
Yes. So anyway, I would like to personally apologize.
I also
to Darcy.
I'm sorry, Darcy.
One of my coworkers has the name Ariel,
mm-hmm.
and is a boy.
Yeah.
And frequently, when we get calls from people like who want to, you know, want us to hire them for their services, they'll be like, "Can I speak to Ariel?" And we'll be like, "Oh, well, Ariel's not here." And they're like, "Well, when do you think she'll be back?" And we'll be like, "Well, you're done there.
It's bad.
Never getting a call back. there's no way you could have known, but we're still gonna hate you." So. I understand, Darcy, if you hate us forever.
Yeah, I don't blame you, as you should.
Yeah, but we are sorry.
Yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with being a lady.
No.
I
don't think anyone was thinking that.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing for calling you a lady,
mm-hmm.
because I'm sure you'd be a fine lady.
Oh, someone turned your mic off. What is that? That is ridiculous.
I was saying there's nothing wrong with being a lady. I was explaining what's going on. My mic has been turned off.
It's on now. You know, look, she's the god who has control. She didn't like you displeased her, Dustin.
Right.
That is what happened. So don't, you know, you just got to roll with that. That's life. But Darcy, we apologize. And as a guy, you know, who through elementary school roll call, Danielle, do you maybe mean Daniel? No. Oh wait, yeah, I get it. You know, it's not a fun thing.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you.
But thanks for writing in.
Yes.
And if you do want to write a letter into us,
yeah,
tell us what sex you are.
Yeah,
so
just
that
write,
it'll make it easier.
Just put a little M or an F.
We're
in parentheses at the end.
We're kind of dumb.
Yeah, no, we're not smart. You know, probably what professional people would do is write back and say, hey, just to be clear, but you know, we assumed. And asses were made of both you and me when you do that. So, anyway, we're sorry. Let's move on.
Okay.
The Comedy Awards aired. Do you want to talk about what happened first? The other guys won Best Comedy Film.
Oh, you're going right at it, aren't you?
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
Well, no. The Roots were your house band.
That's true. They were.
And Andy Richter.
Yeah.
It was the first voice you heard. He was the voice of God.
He was the announcer.
The narrator.
Very, very good choice. That
yes.
is great.
Because as I mentioned to sound engineer as we were watching it the first time, everybody loves Andy Richter.
Yeah, I know.
You can't, no matter how bad the show is going, like, you know you're only a couple of minutes from Andy Richter and his beautiful voice making a joke of
and
some kind.
Him being awesome.
Yeah.
It's in that, the late night book, where when he first was on Conan, the official network note, I believe, was "Get that fat dildo off the couch."
Nice.
So awesome.
Nice. And then Jon Stewart started the whole evening,
mm-hmm.
Pointing out that everybody was going to remember that one year that they did this comedy award show.
Hilarious joke.
Yes. Because, yes, they've done this type of thing before, and then they have not done this type of thing again. So, you know, we'll see if this is the first inaugural or the only.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Bill Maher just looks at his Cable Ace Award longingly, going, ah, what happened? What happened? The dream died. It was so great. Yes.
I look at mine that way.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you. the one that you bought on eBay.
Yes.
That says Paul Rubens on it. Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have more?
Oh, no. Yeah, so the other guys won Best Film.
Yeah,
Best Film. And brought up like 400 people on stage.
They did a bit. It was funny.
Which?
Yeah.
It was funny. Mm-hmm. And a couple of UCB guys there. Yeah. Andy Skunda.
Delaney
was there.
The other guy.
And I was like, oh, this is a recipe for good things to come.
Yeah.
Your people are going to win and do a little bit, and it'll be hilarious. Maybe. A little bit. It happens sometime, but we'll get to it.
Well, my first thought right off the bat was, does everyone know they're going to win? Because that was kind of a complicated bit to set up if you had a 1 in 5 chance of winning an award.
I kind of think they did.
Right? They kind of had to know. I mean, I think, was it Tina Fey who made the joke of like, oh, no, maybe it was a South
Thanks
Park
for,
guys.
Yeah, thanks for knowing.
For thinking I would show up to this thing.
Yeah, that was
Tina
Fey.
Very funny. Anyway, sketch comedy, alternative comedy series, Children's Hospital. Now, here's the thing. I thought that was great. We talked about this before, but I would like to touch on it again. The thing that I thought was great about this was the alternative comedy category, which I think, unfortunately, was also lumped in with sketch comedy.
Right.
I would love to see it in the future if they could pull those two apart, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Children's Hospital and Tim and Eric, great. Saturday Night Live, also great. Don't really seem like they're on the same platform. It seems like a weird, you know, thing. It's like...
Yeah, because I think SNL would be like, oh, do you want to put your best 15 minutes against our best 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
But they're just doing two... You know, it'd be like best musical or reality show. It's like, we're doing two different things here, guys.
Yeah.
You can't really, like, judge them between them. But I just love that, you know, sort of these weird alternative comedy shows are get a little recognition. You know, in Children's Hospital, it was great that it won because it's super weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one else is going to give it anything. So I thought that was great.
I like that he thanked the producer or the writer of Grey's Anatomy, for making such an insane show that then they could just make a show about.
Right.
You got to love when somebody thanks the parody that they've done.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. Poor Rob Corddry. Guys, speaking of you know, people getting things wrong with you all the time. I don't know how many times in his life this was happened, but he accepted the award, and my wife went, is that the guy who plays the salesman on The Office? And I went, those are two different people. Nope, but I can understand why you make that Koechner and Corddry two different people,
yeah.
But I totally understand why.
Maybe because he got the award from Craig Robinson that she was already
in Office mode. I see that. I'm just saying that, you know, those two guys, they must constantly, you know, be confused. And they're like practically show business twins at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just constantly getting confused for each other. TV actor for comedy, Alec Baldwin.
Wait, you're skipping.
Well, I don't know. I just have a list in front of me.
Okay. Well, because I wrote it. You're writing the order of the people won the awards, and I wrote notes about each part of the show.
All right. Well, then go do it.
Next up was Kristen Schaal.
Oh, yes.
Kristen Schaal introduced Lonely Island.
Yes.
And they sang a... It was mostly I Just Had Sex, but it medleyed in I'm on a Boat.
Yep.
With Akon showed up, who was seemingly very happy to be there.
He loved.
Oh my
he loved
goodness!
Doing it. Yeah, yeah. They love, usually musicians love doing comedy stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
There were a couple of he was so happy. There were a couple of times I was like, "Is that Wayne Brady?" he had a very Wayne Brady vibe going on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, it could have been.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if we want to. Do we want to do the sort of news style where we talk about just the facts, or do we want to dive into it? Because
you want to dive into it. You want to dive into a part of it here.
Well, here's the thing. So, I'm gonna give the show an E for effort. I love the idea. I love what they were trying to do. I understand the taping it beforehand so you can edit it down. You know, and show you don't have to do every award. I don't quite understand, and this is just a fact of the universe, why these things take so goddamn long. It seems like it wouldn't take that long,
edit
right?
It down?
No. I mean the show itself. I'm saying, like, person gets on stage, does a 30-second bit, and announces the winner, person gets up, takes the award, goes, hey, thanks a lot, and leaves. It seems like it shouldn't take that long, yet somehow it takes 4 hours. Like, this thing was 2 hours, and they didn't even show half the awards, which I actually thought was brilliant, because they were like, here's some other things that happened. Oh, this guy won. Here's him going, hey, thank you, you know, whatever. And it still took 2 hours. Like, it's just crazy. I just don't understand why that happens.
Well, there's an obscene amount of commercials.
Mm.
The little promos, things they were doing for the Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, okay.
Which were cute.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm still saying, like, the Oscars are still 3.5 hours long. It just doesn't seem like it should be. Because
the
is.
Speeches take a lot longer than you think they
that's
do.
What, that's what I'm saying. I just, you know? It just feels like...
And people forget, like, every time a guy's got to walk to the microphone, and then another, he's got to say a little speech, and then they actually have to play the names of the people who are going there.
Right.
And then, you know... And then they make their little jokes about opening the thing.
Right. It just eats up time. But anyway, so I like what they did. I mean, this thing was just edited within an inch of his life.
It was.
I mean, and here's the thing. Comedy Central, I love you. I love what you do. Don't take this the wrong way. But what is with the crazy reaction shot that clearly has nothing to do with what's going on stage? Yeah. Like, did they just randomly drop those in without even looking? Like, things don't even make sense. There was somebody said something, huge roar of laughter, and it cut to someone in the audience who looked bored. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would you use that shot? I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing. They cut to, as far as I could tell, when they were cutting to the audience, there were a couple of normal cuts, but there were two cuts that, I think they just had a camera on a tripod. They cut to Jon Stewart for, like, every third thing.
Yeah.
And Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
And Kristen Wiig was not having it.
Yeah.
She was not enjoying the night. She was not happy about what was going on. I'm sure she was fine, but, like, basically every reaction shot they cut to her, she was just like, oh, is this done?
Yeah.
Can we just move on?
Yeah.
And otherwise, the shots were cut to Jon Stewart because he's the god of Comedy Central. And if he appreciates it, then everyone should appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, I think they kept going to him as a way to validate things that were enjoyed.
Right.
And I do have to point out that the one thing that I noticed with the reaction shots is that when things of significance were happening, when there were standing ovations that were going on, when things were appreciated, the Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert were the first ones up.
Yeah.
They were the first ones to recognize that these things should happen.
Yeah.
And I dig that. It shows that they have an admiration for the people who came before them, for the people who are working now. Those guys could easily be jerks about it, and they weren't. They were super supportive of everything that was happening,
yeah.
And I totally dug that.
Yeah, but having said that, though, all that was great, but if that was the first time during the Lonely Island thing, who's the guy who's not Andy Samberg or Jorma, the third guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, during the rap, he just magically appeared on stage because he wasn't there. And then there's like, and then he's not there, and there's a close up of Samberg, and it cuts back, and he's just there all of a sudden. I was like, "What? How do you edit it so he just appears?" Like, they obviously cut that down, and just everything again. It was just like so clearly, like, you know, just so heavily. I mean, I understand that they, you know, to cut it down to cut out the boring parts, but when it's like you're cutting it like words out of people's sentences,
yeah.
I was like, all right.
Well,
a
the thing
crazy.
That, the thing that they did that usually does not happen for award shows is an award show does the award show and it takes as long as it takes.
Yeah,
they were just like, no, this show's going to take 2 hours.
Yeah.
To the dot.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't. It's not always going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to ruin a couple of things in order to make that work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, and again, the shot of the person is clearly, like, you know, and it's like 3 seconds later where there's like a laugh and then the person they're in a close-up on then laughs. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I don't understand.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it's a minor thing. I don't know if anyone at home would even really notice, but I was just like, ugh, geez. Like, you know, it just felt so canned and sort of, you know, fake. And it's like, well, if anything crazy happened, it got cut out because it's clearly
Yeah, I mean,
so
some good
edited.
Stuff did happen. But,
yeah.
And we'll get to it when we come back from our
break.
All right,
we'll take a break and we'll be right back to talk some more.
All right.
Do you have a question or topic you would like to hear the Comedy Nerds discuss? Send us an email to info@thecomedynerds.com or stop by the site and click Contact Us at the top of the page. We look forward to hearing from you at thecomedynerds.com.
All right, and we're back.
Yes, and we were when we left, we were talking about how some of the life was sucked out of the show and how it was a little bit forced into 2 hours.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I noticed, and is probably going to be reoccurring throughout the rest of this, is that it wasn't particularly super funny. And the reason I bring that up is because I end up watching all the award shows, and I, you know, so I can tweet them, blah, blah, blah. But the Grammys is the one that I enjoy the most. Because the Grammys knows you make 5 awards, you give everything else out on a separate occasion, and you just roll out concerts.
Yeah.
And let people, you know, push their records and stuff like that. This was an awesome opportunity to do that. You could have just had a whole bunch of comedians come up, kill, and now I know that it was going to be a rough room because you're in a room with just comedians.
Yeah.
In some ways, it's like doing like an open mic where there's a whole bunch of people like, look, I'm going to go up in a little bit. I'm not going to laugh at your crap. Yeah. But these people are more supportive than that. They're professionals. They're not that insecure. But I wanted to see more actual comedy. And really, the only things that they really rolled out were, excluding the montages, were Lonely Island and that weird rap with John Cryer.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't even really have a host. John Stewart made a couple of jokes to introduce the show. And then it was just, you know, Persing announcing the nominee and then moving on. And then the two, like, the Icon Award and the Johnny Carson Award. But there wasn't performance. Right. And it's a comedy award show. Perform, goddammit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think host for that show would have to be the most thankless job in the world. Because if you're a comedian and you're hosting the Oscars, you come out and you, like, make fun of how ridiculous this thing is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone is going to do that. That's right. All anyone did was make fun of how ridiculous this award show is. So, and I mean, as much as professional as they are, there were a couple of hints that it was like, that it was brutal. I mean, John Oliver made a joke about how bad the crowd was. They're all comedians. And if you say a joke, all anyone's thinking is, oh, I would have done that. Here's how I would have structured that. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not even like necessarily like they're being jerks about it.
Yeah.
But they're just not going. That's what they do all day, is make comedy. So they're not Jack Nicholson being like, oh, my God, a hilarious joke. Like, they're just like, oh, I would have done that differently. Or I'm just sick and tired of comedy because it's what I do all day, every day.
But ultimately, you know who I don't give a shit about? Mm-hmm. The people in the audience.
Yeah.
They're already, you know what I mean? Like, they're all,
I know, but if you're up there performing, even if you're right. Like, I don't
but,
care.
But then throw me some of those videos like they did for the, you know, for the Oscars, where it was like the little parody things that they would do in the MTV Movie Awards all the time.
Yeah.
Throw me a couple of those so that even if they bomb in the audience, you throw in some fake laughter and you move on with your life. Yeah. And then the audience at home enjoys it. Yeah. You know, it's something that the audience should like.
But see, I think in such a weird way, like, it's so weird to have a comedy awards that they, more than any other award, was like, we gotta make sure everyone thinks this is serious. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, serious.
Yeah, I don't,
like,
want it to be.
Yeah, but then maybe people don't take it seriously, and the next thing you know, you're the Cable Ace Awards, and thanks for the 2 years you did this. But, you know, they're like, it just felt like they were like, we gotta make this a thing. Like, this has gotta be for real. It can't seem like this is a joke. You know
but
what I mean?
But then do it with the grandiosity of the Grammys. Do it where it's a big thing. Do it where it's an extravaganza. Don't do it where it's, I'm not going to give it a big budget. I'm not going to have a lot of performances. Right. It's just going to be award receive. That to me is saying that we're going to throw some effort at it, but not the effort that we would need to actually make the show entertaining.
I guess so. But I mean, music's also a little different. I mean, you can come out and blow the doors off with music. I mean, you know, someone doing a stand-up set isn't quite the same, or do, you know, whatever. I mean, I know what you're saying, and I do agree with you, but it's also like, I think they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, where it's like, well, if you're doing that, why don't you just do a funny comedy show and don't even bother giving out awards? You know what I mean? But and the Grammys, by the way, I understand you like it. The Grammys are a joke. I mean, I don't put any stock in the Grammys.
No, but it's entertaining. It's, for an audience member, it's entertaining to see all those people perform in one night. You get to tune into the show, and you get to see a whole host of different people, some you know, some you don't, but people who are essentially at the top of their game performing. And that's what I wanted to see. You could have had SNL do, you know, like the Weekend Update kind of thing, and make fun of some of the awards. You could have had Jon Stewart do essentially the same thing. You could have had Colbert, instead of doing the little gag that he did, come out and, you know, rally against people.
Right.
You know, he could have done that acceptance speech as a separate thing, and it would have worked, and it would have seemed better to me. You know, like, you have these people at your disposal. Let the South Park guys do something. Let, you know, just expand on it. Give people an opportunity to laugh at something.
Yeah.
Don't just hope that accepting the awards are going to say something cute.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was completely devoid of laughter. I mean, I thought there was a lot of funny stuff that happened, but it's also, you know, it's also the first year, and to say, like, well, have Saturday Night Live come out and do something, maybe Saturday Night Live doesn't want to do something.
Yeah, no,
or maybe Jon Stewart doesn't, you know, even if he's, you know, in your corner, he's like, I don't want to do a bit, like, in front of a hostile crowd of comedians.
But if you're Comedy Central,
say one thing,
you make him do it.
I don't know if Comedy Central can make him.
I think
Jon Stewart. I don't know. I mean, there was just that article in the New York Times where they were just like, you know, thinking about John Stewart retiring is like being the owner of the Bulls and thinking about Michael Jordan retiring. Like, you know, we don't know what the fuck we're going to do when he leaves. So I think he's pretty powerful. But anyway, but no, I mean, I agree. I mean, but see, in a weird way, though, it goes back to what I was saying about them trying to make it seem serious. Like, if you say to me, Grammy Award winning, I go, who gives a shit? I don't put any stock in the Grammys. It's a joke. So I think they're kind of be like, no, this is a real thing. We want everyone to really think.
Yeah, but
that
you don't. You're not
gonna.
Yeah, but comedy award winning is never gonna change your mind on anything.
Well, but I think they want it to. I mean, the Oscars was never. You know, didn't start out like the first year. Everyone being like, oh, the Oscars is great. Like it took a couple of years to become a prestigious thing. So,
all right. But I think they're hurting themselves. All right. So next up in the actual show was I believe it was Best Viral Video. And Adam McKay and Will Ferrell announced it, and the winner was Auto-Tune the News. Mm-hmm. And it was a little shady because Will Ferrell was in one of the videos, although you'd expect him to be. I'm surprised. Not shady. Shady's not the right word.
Was he in the...
He was in the first one. He was in the... I think it was a Funny or Die video where the president...
Oh, but that lost, though.
It did.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. No.
And then if you were watching the show on DVR,
yeah,
you may not have noticed this.
Okay.
But after that award, they went to break. And I was fast-forwarding through the commercials, as I do.
Yeah, sure.
And I noticed that the commercial that came up in that break was for the new Madea movie.
Okay.
And I have to think that if you're sitting there watching the Comedy Awards, there is virtually no chance that you're going to go see the Madea movie.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
It just does not seem like a compatible audience in any way.
Yeah. I don't know. Although...
Yeah.
Yes, except how many comedians do you know that go to see the Madea movie, ironically? Because I know...
So it's a commercial for people who are going to
see it. I know. I'm not saying that was their plan. I'm just saying that I know a number of people who are like, this is hilarious. We're going to go see whatever.
I'm just saying,
why did I get married to?
Nobody's being convinced to see a Tyler Perry Presents movie.
That's weird. Yeah, but anyway, Auto-Tune the News, I mean... who else? I mean, really. This is one of the things where it was like, who else are you going to give it to? I mean, that thing was a phenomenon.
Right.
Like no other. So what do you got next?
Yeah, and then Best Comedy Writing. Stephen Colbert came out and presented the award and just ragged on writers the entire time.
Hilarious.
Which was funny to see. And then to me, my favorite joke was, he's like, and who can forget, or something along the lines of like, who can forget that moment when you... I thank them for that moment when you pitch an idea and then they explain that Monty Python did it 4 years ago.
That was great. That was awesome. And he's like, thanks, guys. That really helps the creative process.
Yeah. And it's true. How many times have you been like, that's the problem with knowing so much about comedy is that every idea somebody pitches, you're like, that's an awful lot like that thing.
Dude.
So, I'm sure in those situations, it's super frustrating.
Oh, my God.
And then 30 Rock won.
Yes.
Because 30 Rock wins everything.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? It's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean,
they're kind of like the Beatles at this point. Like, meh. Yeah. I mean, I guess you got to give it to them, right. But...
And then Tina Fey did not speak at all. Just the the producer of their show, they gave the speech, and then Tina Fey.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Awesome. Except she made a joke about Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
And then the little girl from Kick-Ass came out next. Chloe Moretz, I believe it's pronounced.
Sure.
I liked how she mentioned, from my 40 months in the industry, I learned a lot of things. And it was for Best Actor in a Comedy Series, and Alec Baldwin won.
Yeah.
Because, again, how are you going to not give it to him?
Rock winning everything.
He did a great impression of Tracy Morgan during one of those little things going to commercial.
Yes. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, when he's like, I like everything. I'm not even going to do the matching impression because it was super-duper crazy. Awful for me. And then for some reason they just blew through the breakthrough performer. Daniel Tosh won that.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. I think I don't realize how much of a breakout year he really has had.
Well, first of all,
Tosh.0 is this phenomenally big thing that
It's huge, and I mean he is, he's everything to Comedy Central right now. I mean he is their first breakout star in like nearly a decade, so they could not be more excited about it.
Yeah. And he's funny. The dude is funny. He's quick.
I don't know what to say. I didn't see it coming. I'll admit that. I'm going to say that right off the top. This is on me.
You didn't see the success of Tosh.0 or Daniel Tosh?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I'll say that.
I was not surprised by the success of Daniel Tosh.
I was wrong. Well, I mean, not that I was like, this kid sucks. I didn't really, he was just another name. You know, he was just one of those, oh, he's got a special on Comedy Central. He's one of those guys. I didn't give it a lot of thought. I watched the Tosh.0. Didn't really seem like it was for me. I'm not saying it was good or bad. I'm just saying for me, I was like, man, I don't know. And the next thing I know, it was huge. And I was like, all right, this one's on me. I was wrong. I didn't see that coming. So,
okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he certainly, well, I mean, in terms of breaking out,
yeah,
he definitely deserves it. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about the quality. I mean, I really don't know. I honestly, I'm not like, you know, being coy about it. I really honestly, I don't watch his shows. You know, I don't know much about him. So I'm not saying he's good or bad. Maybe he's awesome and I just don't know about it. But he definitely came out of, he was Dane Cookian in his, where the fuck did this guy come from all of a sudden? So
I can't believe you just used Dane Cookian.
good on him.
I'm surprised your blood is not boiling right now.
Well, I mean, Dame Cook, you know, again, not to, I just called him Dame Cook. He's been knighted. No, Dane Cook was the same thing of like, I'm not talking about the quality at all, but it was just like, never heard of him.
And then
week later, that's all anyone was talking about. Yeah. And people, like, the backlash started in the, I was like, what happened? Yeah. It went from, who's this guy? Oh, okay. Everyone hates him? Huh? What happened? Like,
I didn't know people knew him to hate him.
I never heard of him on Monday, and by Friday, there's a gigantic backlash, and then there's a backlash against the backlash. Crazy. Anyway, sorry.
All right, so next up came our first big tribute, or whatever you want to call it, of the evening.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan came out. And they did a montage to announce the Icon Award to Eddie Murphy. And that is where the cheap budget for the show really shined. Because they did a montage of clips of movies that Eddie Murphy has been in.
Yeah.
And according to that montage, Eddie Murphy has been in Raw, Delirious, Beverly Hills Cop, Norbit.
Yep.
And I think that was it. And Coming to America.
They showed Trading Spaces, too.
My
legs, it's a miracle. That whole bit.
He's never been in Shrek. He's never been in... I mean, it's an animated thing, but it's the thing that's made him the most famous.
And they show the Nutty Professor and the clumps and all that noise. I mean, you know...
It just really reeked of, like, here's what we have the rights to. We're going to show a lot of it.
I don't know if you need the rights, though. I mean, Shrek. I mean, Shrek would have made sense. It didn't really occur to me. What it did feel like is, because I think.
Oh, and early SNL. I apologize for that.
That's right. Early SNL. I mean, that's the thing. Like, because the Norbit and the clumps thing felt like, oh, we better also say we really like his recent work, because if it ends in 1989, he's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, because there was a lot of, like, because I was watching it on an HGTV, and there was a lot of fuzzy video from things that, like, it was like 1979, whatever, like 1980, and then, oh, here's a couple of things I'm in a fat suit, and then let's go back to
let's go back to
that
to
stuff.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know if kids nowadays, if I can use that phrase, can understand. I mean, the Beverly Hills Cop, you know, into 48 Hours, into Trading Places. I don't know if they can understand. Like, he was the biggest star in the world.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, watching, we would run home, and my friend had the VHS copy of Raw, dude. I must have seen that thing 100 times.
Which is why the Pluto Nash and Nutty Professor and all that stuff is so disappointing now. Because it's like, dude, it's in there.
I know. Well, I mean.
Sit down with Bill Murray. Figure it out. Let him get you back on track.
I know.
And it'll all work out.
We need to take twee indie directors and just pair them up with older comedians at this point. Like, we just, everybody, like, Bill Murray got his, we just got to find somebody, give him to Eddie Murphy, let's get Rick Moranis on this train. Like, we just need, everyone needs to be doing, like, you know, sort of slow, serio comic kind of, you know, some parts are funny, but in the end you're going to cry. Like, I just want a lot of that from those kind of guys, because there's a lot of guys out there. It's like, you were so awesome. And I know it's still in there, but it's also super hard to keep that up forever. So
right,
I just,
but you, like, he's got, like, just by virtue of, like, the whole Shrek franchise, you know, he's got the timing, you know, he's got the inclination, you know that he could pull it off.
Yeah.
But
it's just hard, though. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, making a movie and having it be good is so freaking hard that, you know, it's like you take your eye off the ball for half a second, and it's like, I can't get my step back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like in playing football or something. It's like, oh, I can run this thing in 16 seconds, right, and I'm great. Now I run it in 18 seconds. Oh, my career's over. It's like, yeah, wait, really? Because I could run it in 45 seconds. So, yeah, you know, the fact that you could still run it in 18 seconds is pretty damn good. But, you know, that makes all the difference in the world. And I feel like it's a similar thing here where it's just like, you know, ugh. Ugh. But I mean, and also that also felt like that was the part where I felt like, oh, this kind of came off the rails because they edited his whole speech, you know, to death. I mean, every sentence there was another cut, clearly.
Whole thing lasted like 45 seconds at the most,
which I was upset about. But I actually thought they redeemed themselves at the end with what happened at the end. But we'll get there in a second. But
what happened at the end with
Letterman?
Oh, okay.
But we'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right. So next up was Bruce Willis, and he was introducing Best Late Night Comedy Show, which presented probably the most entertaining part of the evening when The Daily Show won, and Stephen Colbert followed him up on stage and eventually just yelled Jon Stewart off.
He threw him on stage, hilarious, and also him being like, I accept this award for Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. I accept this award for, and like everyone that like has been losing again and again and again to The Daily Show.
Yeah, for everyone who's had their soul crushed by Jon Stewart and The Daily Show for the last 8 years.
Hilarious. I was like, oh, he can do no wrong. Colbert, awesome.
And really I also love that part. He's like, you win it every year. He's like, well, not every year. For the last 8 years.
And he's just sort of, sadly nodded. Like, yeah, you're right. Awesome. Very funny.
Yeah, best part of the evening. And it really, I know we talk about it a lot, but I wish there was more of that kind of stuff. Because anytime that I see like the Daily Show, Colbert Report crossovers, or when Fallon or Kim, like any of that stuff, do it. Keep it. It's fun. It's better for everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
expand your audience. Why are you not doing it all the time?
Well, I mean,
do it sparingly so it doesn't get whatever. But like,
they do it. You know, I think also the thing is like, you know, I mean, I watch Colbert every night, so I see that stuff happening on a show, and I watch Daily Show, whatever. But, you know, I mean, apparently Fallon and what's-his-name do crossovers, too.
Ferguson.
I don't watch those shows, so I have no idea that's going on. But I actually think it's great that people are kind of, like, chummy and, like, look, let's not kid ourselves. We're cutting up a smaller piece of the pie each time we do this, so we're not even really competitors at this point. Yeah. Let's just have some fun. But yeah, that was good. Right. What was the next thing?
Next up, John Oliver came out to introduce Best Stand-Up Comedy Special.
Yeah, he was the one who was just like, said some joke about like a rough crowd. And I was like, yeah, it feels rough, right? Like it feels like this is a tough.
Yeah, he said like it's the hardest job in the world.
That whole thing was hilarious.
Yeah. He's like, and he just yelled at people he's like, I'm going to set forth this premise and then totally destroy it.
Oh, and he was so great at that. I'm just like, maybe it is the hardest job in the world. Or maybe being a coal miner, you fucking douche. Like, amazing. Yeah, he's so funny.
So they listed out the nominees.
I don't know why I gave him a Brooklyn accent. It couldn't be further away from the way he talks.
They listed the nominees, and sound engineer had the torch ready to set the town on fire if Louis C.K. did not win.
Yeah, I'll just tell you real quick. So that happened, and then my wife says, who do you think is going to win? And I said, if Louis C.K. doesn't win, this thing is a goddamn farce.
Yeah.
And then he won, and she was like, oh, and then I was like, all right, fine, all's right with the world, because there's no one better right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That'd be like, you know.
Sound engineer was going to kill people.
That'd be like when Muhammad Ali was at his prime and being like, maybe we should give it to Glass Joe. Yeah. What about old Charlie down at the railroad docks who fights for nickels? Maybe we should give it to him? No. Give it to Muhammad Ali. He's the guy. Give it to CK. He's great.
And again, totally respected the fact that
his thing was hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny. And he thanked Chris Rock for making him the stand-up that he is. And he thanked Bill Cosby for being awesome and encouraged people to go. Oh, and I love that whole thing where he's like, no, it's hard to get it.
He's like, you get booked. You get booked there. Awesome. He's just the best. He's just literally the best.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. then came the John Cryer thing, which was like,
that was funny. I'll say this, though, man. The Charlie Sheen thing, God, that has been good for John Cryer. Because I think it's easy to forget. Everyone hated that show, right?
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, oh, John Cryer, hilarious. He's showing up on The Soup making jokes about it. He's showing up here making jokes about it.
The thing is, I always liked John Cryer.
Oh,
I dislike the show.
Yeah.
But so I always was like, he'll get over it. Like, I figured I would follow John Cryer to something else.
Yeah.
I would not follow Charlie Sheen to something else.
Well, first of all, hold on. Ducky gets a lifetime pass.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is that I think his reputation was somewhat tarnished by being associated with the Two and a Half Men. Now that he's out making hilarious jokes about everything that's happened, people are like, oh, we love John Cryer again.
Yeah.
And what show was he on? I don't remember, but it's hilarious.
But he's ducky,
so. It's hilarious that he's standing next to Joel McHale making jokes about it. So,
right.
Yeah, so that was funny.
He's yeah, like, there's that weird rap. And then,
although he's hilarious when he just looks awkward. Like, I just love that he was just pointing, like, happily when they were saying the things. Awesome.
Yeah, I believe the song was like, John Cryer gonna fuck you up or something like that.
Yeah, there was just like the normal like 12-inch dick and all this stuff, and he's just sort of happily shrugging during the whole thing.
At some point, there was I wrote down notes about Kristen Wiig being super unhappy, but we talked about that. And then Gary Shandling came out to announce Best Comedy Series, and I'm gonna preface this by saying I enjoy Gary Shandling as a whole.
Yeah.
First off, his face looked really weird.
Okay. I didn't notice that, but I trust you.
He seemed very, very facelifty.
Okay.
Second, he got heckled at one point.
Okay. That actually, by the way, well, him getting heckled, why were people shouting things out? This was a thing that happened throughout the whole show. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Who's yelling out?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Even people just be like, I love you, Louis C.K. Shut up. Like, let the man talk. Why? This isn't like... You know
what's going on.
You're not in a high school auditorium. Shut up. People were heckling. People were yelling things out. I'm like, aren't you all comedy professionals? Who is doing that?
I think Akon was one of the people who yelled out at one point, but everybody else.
All right, well, that at least makes sense, but it was crazy.
Of all the speeches, I felt really good about all of them, except for that one. I just felt like Gary Shandling was trying to force jokes in there, and it just kept going, and a lot of them didn't work. And I just wanted to be like, just bail, dude. It's okay. Just bail. Just move on. All of a sudden, you're making like just weird jokes about things that don't make any sense.
It happens.
And then that was for Comedy Series and Modern Family one.
Modern Family.
And clearly, Ty Burnell was the only person who was willing to show up. So he was everywhere.
That was funny. I liked him naming all the writers. That was a good bit.
And then Bill Hader comes out to introduce Best Animated Series, who... sound engineer loves and was super excited to see him up there.
Nice.
And then South Park won, and so sound engineer instantly got furious because
why?
She hates South Park.
Oh, wow. You know, what are you going to do? South Park is South Park.
You go either way. And I appreciate the fact that we were like, it's like getting, you know, like best son or something like that or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, he said best student of the month when your mom's the teacher.
Yeah.
That was a good line. I mean, that was one of the things.
Yeah.
It was also one of those things where it felt like this is the first year, so we got to give it to South Park. You know what I mean? It was kind of like if we had been doing this for 20 years, they would have already won 10 times and we'd be on to someone else. But it's like, oh, we got to quickly catch up and like give it to, you know, the shows that are still good or at least, you know, have a history of being great.
Right.
So
and we already made the commercial.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. yeah. So I don't have much else to say about that.
Yeah. And then they skipped Best Actor in a Comedy Film just because, you know, whatever. Zach Galifianakis.
Well, he wasn't there.
Yeah. And then Best Comedic Actress in a Film was Tina Fey. Second best moment of the night for me is when she said, I just knew that I was crushing Helen Mirren in acting.
That was great. I mean, that was funny. That was in all the commercials, though. So
yeah, but I still loved
it. Still a funny bit, but yeah. I was just like, nah, I've heard that before.
Yeah. And especially the thing where she said, all award shows are bullshit. It's just people creating a club to give out awards, and thank you, Comedy Central, for creating a club to give out awards.
Where she was like, Comedy Central was like, we could give out awards, too. That was funny. Something about the Steve Carell. She's like, watching him in Second City, you know, I could never imagine that I'd be in a movie with him and making half as much as he did. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I dug the fact that, like, because a lot of people did make jokes about the honesty of the whole thing, and I thought she did the best job of doing it but keeping it kind of classy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what she does. Comedy Screenplay was Hot Tub Time Machine. That was one of the ones they kind of glossed over.
Yes.
Edgar Wright won Comedy Director for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Another one they kind of glossed over.
And then we were into the death montage.
That was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
For a comedy award.
You got to do it.
I mean, the only thing about that was it just made me sad because I was like, oh, yeah, Tom Bosley died. I forgot. Oh, that made me sad.
Yeah.
I love Tom Bosley. But, yeah, other than that, you know, Charlie Callis, Leslie Nielsen.
Craig Giraldo.
Geraldo. I'm glad somebody
I would have liked to have seen him try and get Mike DiStefano in there, but especially since they had the time to edit it in, like it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, what are you gonna do? But yeah. Anyway, so that was again an interesting choice to do that, but it was good.
And then finally, in terms of the broadcast goes,
Did we talk about Kristen Wiig winnings for Saturday Night Live Comedy Actress? I don't know if we missed that one.
We might have missed it.
Whatever. Just mentioning it, she won.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Bill Murray comes out, and he introduces the Johnny Carson Award.
Yeah, so this is what, just real quick, I don't mean to jump on you, but I just want to say.
Yeah.
So I was giving the show like a C+ at best at this point.
Okay.
It seemed weird. I didn't like the no host. It seemed like all over the place. It was edited weird. I didn't like that. And then Bill Murray comes out. And I'm biased because the two people we're going to talk about right now. But I was like, did this become a totally different show? Because it got awesome all of a sudden. Bill Murray into David Letterman was great. I'm giving that an A, making this like a B+ area. Because that last 10 to 15 minutes was amazing. Bill Murray was great. The clips were great. Yeah. I loved watching the Johnny stuff. I loved watching the Letterman stuff. And then Letterman comes out and knocks it out of the park. And even the editing didn't seem weird anymore. I don't know if they weren't cutting him up, if he was just like perfect length. I mean, obviously, it was clearly a cut or two in there. But the weird editing stopped. The weird, like, unnecessary audience shot stopped. It was just him on stage being Letterman, doing his thing. And I was just like, yeah, you know what? You win, Comedy Central. I kind of forgot how awesome Letterman can be when he wants to be, how amazing he can be. Because I watch The Daily Show and Colbert, and I watch Conan. I don't have time in my life for a third late-night show. I don't watch Letterman that much anymore, or hardly ever anymore. But he was awesome. And him talking about Johnny and him talking about, you know, all this stuff, it was great. So I'm saying awesome for that. That's all I was going to say.
They ended it in a classy fashion. Yeah, they actually brought out the curtain from the original Tonight Show.
Great.
Yeah, it was great. It was a heartfelt way to end the show.
Yeah.
Which, especially because the show lacked a little bit of soul.
Yeah.
It was a good way to bring some soul back.
Yeah.
At the end.
I almost feel like, I mean, you can't do this, but I was just like, I just want more of that. Like, just bring out, you know, I mean, you know, what I mean, Letterman obviously has such a revere for Johnny Carson that it was going to be awesome. I don't know if the next person to give it to is going to be as soulful and as reverent to Johnny Carson's memory as Letterman was. But, I mean, I was just like, I just, you know, that's what I wanted the Eddie Murphy thing to be.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't. And I was like,
although you have to admit that the thing, and even Bill Murray said it before they started showing the Johnny Carson clips, he was like, in case you need to remember who Johnny Carson is,
here's
a video about it.
But it was still, though.
No, it was great. But it was also, it was also definitely a thing where it's like, we really just want to show off how cool Johnny Carson is. Like, because they can't do that next year.
Yeah.
They can give out a Johnny Carson award, but if I see another montage of Johnny Carson, it's like, okay, guys, I get it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just Letterman, you know, he's so funny, but he's also just the consummate broadcaster. And the only thing that was missing from his clip package, I was like, where was the 9/11 thing? And then Bill Murray brought it up, and I was like,
yeah,
perfect. Because, you know, I mean, that really was like, you know, that's one of the top five moments for Letterman, even though not funny at all.
Yeah.
But it was just like, that was just so like, you know, he was the guy who was like, all right, let's get this show rolling again, and I'm just going to do it. And, you know, he was the only one who could do it, I guess is my point. He was the only one who could come back first and be like, let's do this thing. And, yeah, I mean, just, oh, by the way, just as a fun fact, do you ever notice that when you ever see, like, the clip back of Johnny Carson, like, the stuff from the black and white, it's always, like, the same 10 clips?
Yeah.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because NBC erased all the tapes. They were like, no, never need these. Like, there's no tape from, like, the first 20 years of Johnny Carson. They just wiped them all.
Awesome.
And so there's a couple of things, like, they say, they just had, like, a couple of random things, and actually they made, for the during Vietnam, they would make... like certain random episodes, they would put them on film and send them for the troops or whatever so they could watch it. So they have like just these random episodes that are on film because of the transfers, and they just wiped everything else. So there's just like the first 20 years of Johnny Carson is just gone. Awesome.
That's really interesting. I think we should end it there because we're not going to beat that.
Okay. Well, there you go. So Comedy Awards again, I mean, interesting experiment. I give them an E for effort. You know, I get it's the first year. They got to figure out how it's going to work. I really hope for the best. I really hope they figure it out, and you know, yeah. next year maybe it'll be better. And but the Letterman thing was great, and good job. You know, maybe the Eddie Murphy speech just wasn't that great, but really great job of just staying the fuck out of the way for the end there. Yeah. Letterman was great. Bill Murray was great. Awesome. So you know, more of that next year, and you're gonna do just fine.
Yeah, I say next year. if you want to do that many awards, make it a 3-hour long show and make it more palatable for the viewer and not just concentrating on the people who are physically there.
Yeah.
Because if you have to, do it at a slightly bigger venue and put some civilians in the crowd.
Yes, maybe.
If you really need to, you
maybe
know.
Make it more like the MTV like Music Awards or something. Yeah. Just have like a crowd there, you know, along with the people who are you know, part of the show.
Right.
Whatever, going to be accepting awards. But yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, I thought it was smart the... let's gloss over some of the less interesting awards or when people aren't there. I thought that was a smart thing to do.
Right.
But it needs to be a little better handled because it was weird.
Yeah. But so valiant first effort. Yeah. Let's see a better one next year.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter. Be a fan on Facebook. Go to thecomedynerds.com for all your comedy nerds needs.
And we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Comedy Nerds. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at info@thecomedynerds.com. Check out our website at thecomedynerds.com where you can comment on any past episodes. And if you enjoyed this show, please write a review in iTunes and tell the world how awesome we are. For Dustin and myself, thank you for listening.